Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. The world's population has surpassed 6 billion. If you think we're overcrowding the planet, there is a rare and overlooked cultural practice called polyandry that could be used to control population numbers. Polyandry is one form of polygamy, the practice of having more than one spouse. You're probably familiar with one kind of polygamy, polygyny, where one man is married to several women. Polyandry is the other kind, where a woman has more than one husband. Anthropologist Melvin Goldstein has studied polyandry and offers this explanation for it. Goldstein studied Tibetans who lived in the Himalayas of Nepal. He noticed that land in this region that could be cultivated was scarce. He also noticed that farmland was passed on from father to son. If a man had many sons, though, and divided his land equally among them, no single son had enough land to raise a successful crop and feed his entire family. They could all starve together as equally as their land was divided. The Tibetan solution to this was fairly simple. Rather than divide the land up when sons married different women, brothers would instead collectively have one wife, the same woman. Obviously, one woman cannot have as many children as several women can, and hence the number of people living on the family farm was less. This increased the chances of the family being able to grow enough food to survive. Thus, in the case of these Tibetans, scarcity of land led to the practice of one woman having several husbands, a simple solution to the problem of a skyrocketing population. The Human Experience is supported by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. You can hear our stories on the web at humanexperience.unm.edu.